Sorry about the Kfiz. Hopefully we're going to be in one of these two rooms. I hope we can get this room Kfiz. If not, it's going to be in this other room. We saw last week, and the Chazal, the Torah and the Chazal, they have a different seer when they look at an Odom, they look at a mensch. It's very important for us to know the seer of Chazal and the Torah. When we look at ourselves, when we look at other people, our relationship with other people, friends, children, Talmidim, Rabbein. Chazal's seer of an Odom. He's not a robot, he's not a machine. Mensch, isn't it? He's a tree, he's a plant. And we mentioned that it's going to be venegea to this two chalokim of a person's life. Different times of the day, different times, he's doing different things. There's the chalok of the intake, and then there's the output. A person, certain times, is growing from something, taking from something, he's taking in, and he's producing, performing, producing. And this is Mishana Lagarmi, both Chalokim. The way Chazal see that the way a person's supposed to be taking in is he has to plant himself. There's a Lashon Chazal, Ashrei Odom, Shegodol B'Torah, B'Amoli B'Torah, V'Yisnachas Ruach Yitzvei. It was the song. Two songs. But Kiyadua, the Lashon is Godel B'Torah. It doesn't say Godel B'Torah. Godel B'Torah is a musik of growing in Torah. Godel B'Torah. What is it? Growing in Torah. Ashrei Misha, Godel B'Torah. See what we're saying. Kano means someone who plants himself in Torah. If you want to take in Torah, you have to plant yourself in Torah. Then there's the output. There's the production that the person's going to be poil, going to be moitzi. And these things are going to have to be tzimeach out of him. The peiros and his production is going to have to come derech tzmicha. So we're going to talk a lot, behemshich, how to plant yourself, how to plant seeds, how things are going to be tzimeach. That's going to be the vadim, behemshich. But tonight I want to start. We really have to focus, to change our focus when we look at ourselves and people. We mentioned last week that the first Hagdara, the first Ikar Hagdasha, when you talk about an Eitz, when you talk about a plant, we said there's the Chelek Mi'al HaShetach and there's the Chelek Mi'tachas HaShetach HaKarka. There's the Chelek that's on top of the Karka, which is near Leinai, and the Chelek that's on the bottom, which you don't see. You don't see B'chal HaVastotzach Dor. A maven yoven, even if you're not a maven, anybody who knows anything, understands that by a plant and a tree, although you want to see the peris, you only eat the peris, but everything is totally on the bottom. Everything is totally, all the action, all the pu'ulas that are totally in the eichus and the kamas be'etzim of the production, everything is totally in the bottom. Mitachas l'karka. Deeper layers that are under the karka, and deeper, the male deeper layers in the mensch. The Ikar Hadgasha, the Ikar Nekuda, I want to mention, I want to focus on tonight. We mentioned this last week also. Is that a pula that's done deep in the karka will never see immediate results. You won't see immediate results. It's always the chifts. It's always something that takes time to be developed. It's not you push it in and it comes out. It doesn't work that way. Mitachas lakarka, you see what there is. I mean, malam in lakarka, you see what there is. But mitachas lakarka, it's a mahalach, it's a talich. And I very much want to start, and we have to work on is we have to change our focus when we're focusing on what we're concentrating on. Always, a person has a focus. What's he looking for? Unfortunately, since we're such a chitzonis dikadar, we're such a shallow, superficial generation, as we are. So memela. All of our focus is Me'al HaShetach. In Memele, there's a lot of reasons why we concentrate on Lemala Min HaShetach, on the immediate and what's there right away. The immediate, the instant we call it. And a lot of them we're going to talk about in the Vahad Behemshech. It has to do with certain midas we have. We don't have savlonis. We have absolutely no patience. We're miyayish if we don't see our peiros. We want to see performance. We want to see what we're doing. We're going to talk about that. But there's something that's earlier, and I think it needs to be changed. I don't know if it's a deeper problem, but it's more problematic. We be'emes believe that's where it's at. Even if I'm going to show somebody who has savlonis, you're not going to wait for no reason. Someone's not going to wait for something if it's much easier, if this is where I'm supposed to be aiming. We, unfortunately, we live in Shadar, we live like this for a long time. We really, really think that the makam where it's at, the place where we're being supposed to be poil, is me'ala karka. The things where things are supposed to be happening, where it's all at. What we're supposed to be learning from our rabbeim, what we're supposed to be in poil, what our kids are supposed to be in poil, what our wife is supposed to be in poil. Everything is me'ala karka, me'ala shetach. Everything is the immediate, the finite, what you see clearly, delivered goods, performance, production. And then we have to change it. So I want to, that's tonight, a little bit show, a little bit, how much these are, a little bit, examples. It's going to be a kaseder, the old man. But a little bit of examples, how much we're focused on that. I think I said the first week, in many ways, when you have a bach or a younger man, he wants to be matzliach in a certain noisei, So he's, the way we look at it, what we might do it is that we wish that there's a certain manual in every single area, every area that there is. And we want that manual to tell us exactly how to succeed. There are different people that have the manual. To be a poisek, to be a Talmud Chochem, to be an Oivid, Shalom Bayis, Mechanech. But Be'etzim, that's what we want. If we were able to collect all the instructions of exactly how to be, to do that, to tell me what to do when, at what time point, when, how many minutes, how many... That's Be'etzim. What the dream of every single Ben Torah, if you would have a photographic memory, and you'd be able to memorize in your mind exactly, you would have to get hankhayot, maybe from Chaim Kanievsky, what to do this part of the day, at that part of the day, when to go to sleep, exactly, when to read Rashi, when to read the Rashba, when to... So that would be perfect. It just takes time till you get around and you get, and you don't have a good memory. But that's not what Chazal wanted. Again, I want to show a little bit, a few different phenomenons and things what we do, and maybe HaChazal looked at things differently. I want to be makdim. This is Nagei B'chalal tonight with the Vadim, but specifically now. Sometimes I pick examples. Someone might think I'm coming from Mavat or something. I'm not Mavat or anything. Bittel by me is Bittel from Bittel Chametz. So there's a sukkah of karmic sauces. In the Torah, we don't love being Mavat or things. The only time the Torah is mavatal is kaifim. Hoytzi melivin shal tzedukim. The Torah comes to me mighty from tzedukim. But any yid who is trying to pick a path, is trying to come closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it has some worth. It has some worth somewhere. It's a big yisoid in Torah. Ein lecha davar she'ein le'makom ve'ein le'zman. Every single thing has some worth. So when I mention examples, and I'm trying to bring out maybe what I would think is not a mistaken focus, I'm chas v'shalom not coming to mavat or anything. It's certainly not a certain person, and certainly a certain mahalach. Every mahalach has mitzad sheni, when you're trying to focus and accentuate a certain mahalach, the way many times you bring it out is you show other things. But chas v'shalom, mavat will say that something doesn't have a place, and it's mufka, and it's chas v'shalom not what I'm coming to do. There's a very popular thing. The best, I don't know when it started, 5-10 years, very popular. It's called questions and answers. Questions and answers. Very popular. You go for Shir Shabbos, I don't know if anyone still goes to Shir Shabbos, you know. Marsha Areli, Reznik, yep. You can ask for about an hour, you can ask any question under the sun. It's not only in Shir Shabbos. Everywhere you turn, a good convention, every other about the Shabbos, to some sort of symposium, panel. You get the best mechanic experts, Shalom Bayis experts, Shidduchim experts, and you get the 3-4 Rabbanim and you ask them all the questions. We're going to solve all the problems that ever existed in this home. This didn't exist in Klal Yisrael. This didn't happen. It's this wasn't there. Last month, if you bought him over for Shabbos, I mean, we were talking about a little bit the Shir Shabbos, we were talking about very frustrated about this question and answer sense. Very, very frustrated. If you guys remember Shmuel Wolman Shir, Shmuel Reznik Shir, we're talking about this is a waste of time. They were. They said Pshat is get the Bochum asked the questions. They asked the worst questions. It's not that hard. So, explain the Pshat. What's the Pshat? Again, I'm not coming against anything. Questions and answers has a mockum. There are things you can get from it. But what are you trying to do for a second? Okay, you're going to take Rav Asher and you're going to say, Rav Asher, tell me in 5 minutes, how do you become a Talmud Chacham? How do you become a Talmud Chacham? How much Bekiyas and how much Eim is supposed to last? Okay, I'm going to put Rabbi Yosef Elvin, I'm going to tell Rabbi Yosef Elvin, how do I make sure my kid doesn't go off the derech? Tell me. Now, 5 minutes, tell me how do I make sure my kid doesn't go off the derech? You take the most earth-shattering questions, the old age questions. It's a pillow. Why did they ask about a bear? If they asked Chaim Moiz about a bear, they would have solved all the problems. If only B'shait and Kamenetz, they would have asked about a bear. Had I become a lamb, if he would have given a 5 minute answer, he would have told me exactly, we would be made. Gvalik. Unbelievable. We'd be mamish set up. Questions and answers. You're talking about something that's Soimeach from Mahalach. You're talking about something, you're trying to get an answer to a situation that varies in hundreds of situations. It's totally on the situation of it. I'm not saying there's nothing to get from it. I'm not saying there's first of all, it's very entertaining. Sure, it's very entertaining. Shir Shabbos is very entertaining. Shmak. You can medayik, you could see certain things, you could. Oh, but solutions? I remember somebody told me, I'm not going to say who the people on the panel was, but someone said there was. I'm not going to say where it was. This chinuch symposium, you got to listen. Remember, you got to get a tape of it. This is it. Kilu. Past 25 daras, they didn't hear all these answers to all the chinuch questions. They don't have to be mechanech. Now, when you tell me exactly this and this and that and this, what is questions and answers? Questions and answers is 100% me'al ha-shetach. It's nothing. It can't be more than me'al ha-shetach. It's talking about the playing field, l'maisa, in any situation that you're holding in. It's talking about, we're holding right here, yeah? And I want to know what. Again, one-on-one, a person goes to a Rebbe and asks him what to do. You need Hadrocha, that's also a whole shul side. That's basic, you want to know. But there's a forum of people, there's hundreds of people around, and you're asking him, you're not getting a one-on-one answer. So what? So this is our generation. I'm not saying not to do it, maybe have to read it, but... Are we planting seeds here? Are we setting up mahalchim? Is there mahalchim here? No, it's all the focus is now. I say, then Chazal, such a thing didn't exist. There is Purush Gemara. Me'ainzit. Mamor and Shabbos Taf Lamad Aleph. Shuv Ma'isr Benochri Echad Shabolif Nei Shamai. Amalei Gaireini Amanash Tam Lamdeini Kola Terakulak Shneirim Al Regal Achas. Purush Gemara. A guy came to Shamai. And he said, listen, you know, I know myself, I don't have patience. I want to become, but tell me, our regalachas, tell me what it means to be a yid. Tell me how to become terakola terakula regalachas. That's what he told me. Let's see what Chazal look at. Such a question, let's see. So Shammai, who was Kiyadua, he was a mid, this is the Mizadin. Shammai, Beth told him, get at it. Zok to Gemara. Dochvoy Bamas Abinin Shabi Yodr. He said, Dochvoy Bamas Abinin Yodr. The Masho says he was Meramiz, that if you want a Binyan to stand, you can't tell me Regalichas. It's got to be a Mahalach. You got to develop something. This is an answer that Torah holds, is a question that Torah holds, we don't deal with. We don't address. Hillel's Midas Arachim and Hillel's Shtotzu. Zokti Gemara. Hillel and Gairi. Bolof Nehil, Gairi. Amalek, famous Gemara. Dalech Hassani, Lechavach Aleisavit. It's the Targum of Achtu Echamoichem. More or less, he told him, Achtu Echamoichem. It's a Protum David Marshal. But more or less, he told him, Achtu Echamoichem. Zui Kala Terakula, Vi'idach Pirushahu Zil Gemara. Okay? He told him, tell me Kala Terakula. So what did he answer him? You would think he told him, okay, gave him an equation. Maybe he told him, kol pinish at the point, a point of yamin. Whenever a question go right, you tell him exactly. But what do you tell him? It's a klal gadol b'torah. He gave him a klal, and he said, "Idoch, there's a lot more. P Pirushu zil gemar. I'm not going to tell you exactly how to perform Torah. It's no such thing. I'm going to give you a klal. And a klal called Torah Kula. Today, in the question and answer session, if you answer the guy, the guy was like, what are you talking about? If you tell the guy says, how do I have good shalom bias? You tell him, the guy will close and get out of here. I mean, why do I come to question and answer? Because in the Torah, there's no direct, immediate, put in a microwave, you know, good to take out answers. That's the end. You have to make a klal, a shoyrish. By us, we really, really think, and this is the problem, we really think that the answer lies in Leisa. We think all these chinuch experts, we think chinuch, shalom bayis, Torah, tefillah, whatever it is. We think that that is where the answer is. If I just go to that session that's going to tell me exactly when I should leave the base medrash and go out to work, I'm going to put all the experts that are going to tell me when exactly, then I'm going to have it worked out. They're going to have it worked out. I want to read something that somebody gave me. And I might have to get what I said before. I'm not coming to battle anyone. I'm not coming to make fun of anyone. Brother online, he's telling me he thought I would like it. About 3 years ago, he gave me, found this in the shul, from one of the 100 flyers that were flying around in the shul. Okay, I'm going to be honest with Oilem. Oilem doesn't think I like to laugh. I like to laugh. Okay. Anytime I want to push a laugh, pull this out. The only time it's important, I can't believe how funny this is to me, and I don't, how do you know that? Push it. Again, I'm chas v'shalom, not coming to take away from the person. The person is a mahalach. Of it, to me, is the most comical thing that ever existed. I'm not going to read, I'm going to give examples. The top of the page says, Shalom Bayis Lemaisa. The top of the page. Shalom Bayis Lemaisa. Okay, he has 25 instructions how to have Shalom Bayis Lemaisa. Okay, it's a real thing. You got to put his name here, I'm not going to tell my name. Okay. I'll tell you, it's very interesting. I'm going to give you some choice examples. Okay? Number two. The Rav Arosh, that's a Rav Shalom Arosh. The Rav Arosh, Roy Vashalom Loyla Hoyer Ha'aris Le'isha. The Rav Shach, Ha'ikul Levata Le'isha. The Rav Kanievsky, Achichosh of Lispal. The Rav Dessler, M'kolech Ha'riachshel L'Sheni Yurakim Yerushorim. V'chein Ari HaKadosh. Okay. So the same example he puts of Shach, Rav Dessler, Rav Arosh, Ari HaKadosh. It's the greatest hits together. Now, he puts, I'm nothing against the person. Chas v'shalom. Havat, I'm not coming against the person. Chas v'shalom, I'm bemis. I think there's something real in this. There's something good. Yeah? But he puts down the mice exactly what they say. Yeah. Okay. Then later on, he says, one of the things is, make sure you buy something. Read it in Hebrew. Make sure you buy something. There's good things, all very good things. One of the things is 10. Beheder mashu minichtav 1 and 9. If you don't do 1 through 9, ain erech l'kol pulais ben hazug. It's not worth anything else you do in shalom bayis. If you don't do the 1 and 9 things that I said, it's not worth anything you do. And he adds in, there was a lady who I told this, and she was masking to me. Okay, and what he writes. I want something. I'm mamish not coming to make fun of this person. I want something. We're nothing against it, but this. The last one is 24. Nirashi yivde kol dover bedafim osa zoyis v'yishol gamis ishtoyim oisuzus. Okay. Be'emes, the person who did this, I think he's great. For him, it's great. He worked through the sugya and he came out with this. He worked through the sugya. And he came out with it. By him, each one of these 25 things is the pre of avoida that he, mistama, he worked out. Beautiful. But for another person, if someone, that's why to me, it's very whatever. I think people could get things if a person thinks about it. But this borrowed to me, if a person just takes it and he reads this list 25 times and just lives and he makes a checklist, that's not a person. That's not a human being. That's not how Shalom Bayis works. She's not a human being and you're not a human being. That's taking a person and making him this big. That's saying that everything is a checklist. Everything is a checklist, a checklist, a checklist. We are like this in Shalom Bayis. It's a little bit more
funny, but we're like this in everything else. We're like this in Masechet Sukkah, and we're like this in Tevila. We're like this in every single area. We want Be'etzem, a manual like this in every single area. That's exactly what we want. You know, how many times have I heard people say they have like a certain shmooze? I have that shmooze from a fine waxman. Like if I could just put that on before every single shachar, that shmooze from a fine waxman. And the shmooze from Milo Biederman right before I say Sphere. And if I could just put that on in my earphones 2 minutes before, you think that's what Hashem wants you to do? You think really that's what Hashem is Spitz Sphere Soimer? He thinks everyone in Kalah Yisrael should get the tape of, and the 2 minutes before they should be Ma'ur themselves, really? That's not a mensch. That's a production. That's not a mensch. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants you to make you somebody who could have Kavona and Sphere Soimer. He wants you to be able to eventually be mechanic. He doesn't want you to use the instructions of somebody else. He wants you to fashion yourself to become a mechanic. Mr. Yisham says, famous Mr. Yisham, the famous Mr. Yisham. Yisham in the beginning talks about his heroes. And he talks about famous, very famous. You have to do cheshbon ha-nefesh. You have to make cheshbon, even the drachim, the nirim, zeh to zeh. Sometimes it's clear it's an avera, but sometimes you're doing two things that are good. You're doing two things that are good, and one is not so good. Zok to Mesir Shashar, there's a chiv to do cheshbon ha-nefesh, and Mesir Shashar is very, very, very strong that the only way a person to be matzliach is with cheshbon ha-nefesh. And he brings a famous chazal, the posik, Al-Kain Yoimu Ha-Moyishlam Boyu Cheshbon. They say, Moishlam be Yitzron, they say, Boyu Cheshbon. Zok to Mishon, famous Moshel. Moshel Ma'ad Dover Doima, they used to have a Ganam of Ucha. There was a human maze that was made up of bushes that was surrounded the pass. And the Sorim, the Malachim used to have it. And if you're walking in it, you can't see where the final station is, the final destination, the Achsadru is in the middle. Every single thing looks like it's going the same way. Every single thing looks like it's going the same way. Zokhtem is Yishar. If you're in the middle, it's command impossible. Every path looks the same. You don't have nowhere to go. And we have mazes when you're on top of the maze is on the paper. You can see a little bit. If you're standing in the maze and every single path looks the same, you have no idea. It looks like you're going closer to the destination, but you're going farther. You're distancing. So too in life. You think you're doing a mitzvah, you think you're doing something good, you think you're doing, who knows why you're doing it, who knows what negi you're doing it, the Yitzhar is trying you to push you farther away. Zoktim Sisham, what's the way, the only way you can come quickly without trying all 100 paths? How could you get to the middle of the Ganam Avucha, the Teretz is? Zoktim Sisham, like this, we just lie, we're rushing inside. There are certain people who went and they got to the middle, and they know. If you're going to sit and you're going to say, what does he know? I think, I really see, this has to be the path. You're going to lose. He sees, he has a vantage point. It seems like the Chsadja was taller than all of the Drochim, and he can tell you exactly. He says, make a right, make a left, go back, and go around that way. And he tells you exactly how to go. Zokhtim Yisham, the same thing in life. You think you're going, you can't. You have to go to the people who already went past the Yetzirah. People who survived and went past the Yetzirah, they got to the middle. Zokhtim Yisham, we have to listen to them. And he fears us and he says like this. HaMoishlam b'yitzim shevragiyu al-achsadja shekfar yotzim l'shvim roo kol adrochim l'ayneem b'bir. Heim l'chaim l'yayitz l'mi sheyirtz l'shmoya. V'aleim tzvicham anu l'hamim. So let's listen to them. What did they tell you? That's a famous Yeshar. I don't understand. It's not parallel. He doesn't fear it's the same thing. He should have said in the Kmoshu with the Ganam Avucha, he tells you make a right, make a left. He tells you exactly where to go. Here, I'm expecting to tell me how to go. I want to go. Rabbanu Shalom, I have good yom delight. Who the most thing they want is to be a good husband to the wife. Be'emes. They want a good husband. They want to be a good balei avoda. They want to be able to concentrate in davening. They want to be Masmidim. They want to be Ben Aliyah. They want. Show me how to go. Tell me. Make a right, make a left. The answer is, in Avodah Hashem, that's failure. There's no such thing. There's no such thing in Avodah Hashem. In Avodah Hashem, that's a Malachim. In Avodah Hashem, you have to grow a tree. A tree can't grow directly on the outside. If it's directly, it's finite, it's up front. That's not a tree. You have to bet and build yourself to a person who's going to find the path. How do you build yourself? That's what Cheshbon Shalom. What's the problem? That's not Avad. That's not what Naim again right now. That's the Sugyan and Zahiris and Cheshbon. Over Cheshbonis, a person who teaches himself to be a Cheshbon, he's going to plant seeds that's going to tell him eventually to guarantee to find the path. Through his own way, through his own mahalach. Over upfront, telling me exactly what to do. It's a pellet. This is what we're always looking for. We're looking for exactly. We're looking for, tell me exactly. We're never looking for. There's a very Adam Choshev today. He tells one Maisa many years ago, he was looking for Rebbe. His Rebbe was Nifter. He was looking for a new Rebbe. And decided, he had a few people planned out, pointed out. And I got a big question, like a deep question, the Ramchal Derech Hashem, I think it was. It was from the beginning to the end. And he went and he asked, and he wanted to see how people answered him. He said, when he went to one, I'm not going to say any names, he went to one on the Gog, and the person told him, like, off the hat, half an hour, gave him a rocha for 45 minutes. Yishuv Niflo, you saw it, two Yisoidas, and told him, you show you Niflo. Questions and answers, gave him everything, Mamish gave everything. The second on the Gog, he started asking the question. The person said, before I answer, he says, sit down for a second, who are you? Where'd you come from? Where are you? So the second one, he's going to be married. The first one gave everything on the Shetach. The first one gave everything. What, he gave everything. Yeah, but the first one's not going to make me into a person. That's not going to build in a person. They offer me the goods. He's not giving me any shirashim. He's not giving me anything. This is what we have to understand by Chazal. It's so chashuv. Anything that's immediate, anything that's instant, will never ever build the person long term. If you're a chochem, you might be able to translate that to a shirish. It's kamat hastira. I want to fear us. This is a chazal that brings out what we're talking about. We're going to come back to this song many more times. Very famous, Neuridika shtickle from the Bisrael. Bisrael is very famous, Bisrael. Bisrael in the Igris, Igeris Yud. He says over a pshat in the famous chazal in Ovis Torbnos in Mahoy Satchilos Yeshua Bekiva. Chazal asked, where did this giant of Bekiva come from? Where did he come from? Bekiva, this giant. Call it Tarakula, come out, call it Tarashawapev, as a Libidur Bekiva. Moran Sanhedrin says, Bekiva, why is it Tchila Shah Bekiva? Famous, come on, famous Chazal. Ben Abom Shana Hoya Veloy Shana Klum. He was an Amoritz. Pamachas Hayoim El Pia Ber, Omru Michokak Evan Zu, Omru Loy Amayim Shetodu Noiflim, Alehem Bechol Yoim. Omru Loy Akiva, Iyata Kure Avonim Shachakumayim. Miyada Yadon Rabbi Kiva Kalachim Ba'atzmai Ma Rach Posel Es HaKosha Divrei Torah SheKosha Kebarzel Achas V'Kama V'Kama Shechaku Es Libi Shubasa V'Dom Miyad Chazal Lumlid. Rabbi Sol has a diak from one word. Maybe it's a whole new insight into the whole Chazal. Miyad Chazal Lumlid Torah. From here to everyone learns, Rabbi Kiva didn't learn Torah until he was 40. It doesn't say that, so Rabbi Sol. It says Chazal Lumlid Torah. Zakir Yisrael Shteita, this is Rabbi Kiva's second time. This is round two. So it wasn't his first time. He had a round one, and Kinnireh, there was a reason why he stopped, and now there was a change. In other words, that's Mdiyak, it's a Meir the Ketzuvah Siddha Shmaitza. If a person was not successful, something changed. What happened? Zakir Yisrael like this. Rabbi Kiva Betchilas Limudai, I'm going to talk about this Chilak by Hemshech Levadim. Be'ein Roishim Moitz, at the beginning Rabbi Kiva was like many, many people we know. He had a tremendous motivation and drive, but he didn't see any goods. He didn't see any delivery. He didn't see any impact, Roish impression. He didn't see any Paris, Gil. He didn't see the Paris. He was trying and trying and trying. No Paris, garnished. Amar Noyesh, Noyesh, Noyesh. A person needs to see like you're doing something. V'hiru lo yistiras adover mishvichas ma'im alevin. Asher lo yira ma'uma shtanas evin. V'mkol ze ha-mechkorim b'sichlam goyzim kinasim roishim nelim hegash. Look at this like this. What did he see? He saw a rock. It's a mountain or something. And the water had carved out a huge crater, which became like a cistern and something holding up a huge body of water. Huge. These things could be huge.
I was over and once saw it. I went to camp once in New Hampshire. There's a place there. I once saw one of these things. It's huge crevices. It's also very smooth. It's extremely smooth. Not jagged at all. It's extremely smooth. It's huge. I said, how'd this happen? It's little. It's doing the work of a tractor that has to work for months. A digger that's a month. It's much smoother. What's going on? The answer is, it's water. Now, Zakhtar Bissol, every drip of water, do you see the impact and the pressure every drip of water does? No. So what's going on over here? Garnish with garnish is garnished. Every water doesn't do anything. How does, all of a sudden? The answer is, Zakhtar Bissol, the Seichel tells us it must be that there's an impression that we don't see. There's an impression that's happening somewhere deep that is not visible. And when there's an accumulation of this impression, of this impact, you can make the biggest dent and the biggest impact. And I'll add it to you, it's smooth. That was that. If you take a sledgehammer, you could also make an impact, but it comes out very jagged. When you do it this way, it comes out a huge change. It's totally wholesome, it's totally smooth. Makiva said, I was miyayish because I was looking at the wrong place. It was doing something, but I gotta wait. I want to talk about this. It's Nagia Behemshech Levada. When Nagia Linyanenu, this is the Mahal of how to grow. It's not, I want to say the right way to learn this, Mamre Chazal. It's not the pshat is that although you didn't see anything, even though you didn't see anything, still something's happening. It's Dafke. It's not Bechdi, it's Dafke. This is the way to grow. It's Dafke when you don't see the when something, anybody who gives you a quick thing, anything that's quick, anything that's immediate, even if it's great, even if it makes sense, it's logical. I'm a suit of you. Gan shalom bias. Gan chinuch. Chinuch yilodim. To be mechanic kids, it's a suya shlema. Someone could give you a whole malach, and it's on the table. Everything's there for you. It's not going to work. It's not going to stick to you. It's not going to change you. It's not going to work. It has to be something mitachas lakarka that the aina seichel doesn't see. That has to be. That's something that's going to change a person. Our first job is to change our focus. We're going to learn, we're going to try to see which things talk to that layer of the person. How Lamais have to take care of the problem of Savlonis. We're going to try to talk many, many different things. Of our first job is, I'm telling myself, I'm being honest with myself, I definitely think this way. Through the years I'm trying to change. But our focus is totally on the Lamais. We're in such a world of the Lamais that we Maisa, that's what we're aiming for. That's what we're looking for. That's not what's going to build a person. That's not what's going to make an ace. And that's not what's going to lead to things that are too near from us.